We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Yay! Welcome back, everybody. Hour two. Thank you so much, Mason, for staying with us. We'll bring back Dr. Carolyn Dean, and thank you, everybody, for being a part of our conversation. Lorraine is also here from Canada. Hello, Lorraine, and everybody else joining us this evening. Let's put Mason and Dr. Dean back on the phone and let you continue your conversation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mason. I just wanted to finish up. I asked you if you knew Paul Keim.
I hear about him. I think that might have been the ad I responded to. He had those Magnesium Miracle books advertised. Right. And I had, through a business of ours, I asked one person, like, hey, would you know so-and-so? And he's like, well, he thinks he does. And he, and I put two and two together. I think I know who was selling the books. But just for a quick thing, in case anybody was confused earlier, I had started out on the regular magnesium, not knowing yet about Dr. Carolyn and the Remag. And yes, that the regular magnesium, you have to be careful because you couldn't get that nasty laxative effect, but I don't get that with the Remag. I just wanted to clarify that. Mm-hmm. Now, however, you know what happens if you take too much Remag, but it still does not have that nasty all-day laxative effect.
Right, right. Yeah, I appreciate what you said. You really gave a concise overview of someone who goes through these palpitations and what the doctors do. They don't have anything to offer. They haven't learned about magnesium. They just think of it as a laxative. You said all the things it sounds like you're an educator, and as you've gotten all these phone calls and letters from people, I really appreciate the fact that you're helping all these people, Mason. Yeah. That's so important.
Not a problem. I just myself, after dealing with that, I mean, I didn't even start on how bad I was feeling. I know I don't want to take too much time up on this, but I could go on for hours on how this whole thing started and how it went and how it ended. It would take hours to do all the details, but the main thing is I was so thankful on feeling better, and not just a little better, a lot better, not just in the heart thing, but my back, and there's other different stuff. I had a twitch in my left eye. That went away, and I didn't know why until I read your book. But I felt so thankful about it when people started. You know, I probably, just talking to people in the last half year, I got a good 100 hours in just on people calling with questions and stuff. And I said, well, I go have to open up the book on this one.
And, yeah.
So I was just happy to help. But, you know, it has been rewarding because now it's going on long enough. Now I'm getting the phone calls. Hey, you know that problem I was having with my heart acting dumb and whatnot? It's gone now. You know, so I have a suspicion your Remag sales might have been jumping the last 6 months, because I know there is a lot of people in the U.S. and Canada that are taking Remag now. So,
you know, Mason, we do have other products. You know, maybe if you get in touch with Paul Keim, because he has printed up several of my booklets, like about the thyroid. The thyroid needs 9 minerals, and I have them in a multiple mineral that it's the same process as the Remag, so that it's tiny picometer size and it's absorbed well. And for the nasty taste of the minerals, we have a vitamin C powder that helps people with their vitamin C, but it also takes away the nasty taste. So
it's not bad at all.
No, and I hear you. Yeah, that's what we tell a lot of people, because sometimes they'll just take it all at once and then it doesn't do the job, because you lose the extra that your cells won't take in at that moment. You know, it's just is wasted. Yeah. But if sure. you
Another
could
quick question. Yeah. You have an ebook about remineralize your heart. You know, it's what I call the AFib book. Now, we don't have the internet here and stuff. Would Paul have a copy of that on paper?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And
good.
Yeah, Mason, I call it heart health now because it's, I realized it was about more than just the AFib. It was about all the different heart conditions. So it's called heart health.
Great.
So, Ginny, how can Mason get Paul's number? What do we do there?
You know, that's a very good question, because I do not have Paul's number. I think he takes Mason. I think he takes a lot of orders for the books through that catalog that you probably found the other book at.
I know he does, because after talking to several hundred people, and a lot of them are ordering books from, you know, the 11325 Cowman Lane address, I'm guessing he's.
He's the one. He's the one.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I can write him.
Write him one. And, you know, have a conversation with him, because you're promoting his distribution.
Yes.
You guys.
Here's the thing. I'm already juggling three businesses, and this has consumed a lot of my time, which I'm totally okay with, but it'd be nice to find somewhere some of these like that remineralize your heart and stuff, where somebody calls it, say, hey, that sounds what you go ahead and write to Paul, and you know, he's the one that sells the book, because I'm not interested in selling it. You know, some people were like, hey, you should start selling this stuff, blah, blah. I said, nope, that'll take away the credibility of my testimony. I refuse to sell this stuff.
So you can just give people Paul's name and still be the hero.
Oh, well, no, I'm not the hero. You guys, well, God's a hero. We know that.
God's a hero.
God's
a hero. That's right. Oh, Mason, thank you so much. You've made our day.
Yeah, last but not least, going back to that heart block. I'm about 40, so I can be forgetful. Was there anything there was there anything in your book on a heart block again?
No. I mean, I think even in, I was trying to find that part. I even say with a heart block, you really have to watch how much magnesium you take, because you can't push a heart block. But that's for older people.
Okay. I know,
Mason,
there's a young girl.
Did you say that this young girl is in Canada?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, haven't we talked to Lorraine about that?
Yes, that's what I was telling Mason.
I wonder. See, I went and gave them, you have one person in Canada, is it True Health Canada or somebody that sells the Remag, right?
Right, that's right.
Okay, I think I gave that information, or I'm sure I did, to the, I guess I won't say the last name, but the dad of this child, his first name is Oscar.
Uh-huh. Yes, and Mason, Lorraine, the distributor in Canada, she's on the call right now listening. So we can bring her in after you know, you can just sit aside. We can bring her in, and not saying any names, she can say how that little girl is doing. But all I said was just take the RDF Remag. And, you know, we just pray that helps support the heart. But I think all I say in the book is people with excessively slow heart rates should watch out taking too much magnesium. I really don't talk about heart block. Okay.
I should talk with her dad once again and see. But for some reason, I think she did have a slow, because the other, one of the many calls, this was a six-year-old girl in Kentucky that already was having AFib problems.
Oh, good grief.
Another one, but that was fast. I'm pretty sure this Canadian girl was the one that had a very slow heart rate. But,
right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your call. Like I said, Mason, thank you so much. Okay. And we'll get Lorraine on now. Okay, Jenny?
Sure.
Yes, if I can find her. She's here on the YouTube, but I don't think she's called in yet. So as soon as she calls in, if she's able, I'll put her on the line and we'll talk through this situation with this young gal. So it's just so wonderful. Hands across the ocean, everybody. I working together to try to help this young gal and this young child. And also, just to know that so many people are hearing the good word about REMAG and what it can
Well, I mean, look at Mason. Mason belongs to a huge community and they take care of each other. They look out for each other. They have, you know, look what he's doing. He's got three businesses, you know, takes a couple hundred calls and letters and he gets back to people and helps them. This is what we need in our world.
Yeah.
More of that. And, you know, I like to think, you know, with our customers, we have such a community, but you can create it yourselves, you know, and reaching out. It's just so important.
Yeah. Very important. Lorraine did say on the chat line that she has talked to the family. They have, she gave them some additional information and then they have, definitely not gotten a comment back yet about the 6-year-old girl. So we will keep you posted, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I would have actually the parent's number. I might have to give him a call sometime and see how she's doing. But I was just that was something I couldn't. There was some people that called on stuff, and I said, I don't think I ever heard of it, but let me open up the book, and I'd go to the index, and eventually I'd find something, and you'd be surprised how often I found something in there that, yeah, that can come from a magnesium deficiency.
So. Yeah, it's pretty nice, you know, when we can say to someone, well, you may not have a heart problem, you may have a magnesium problem. Mm-hmm. And the hope that gives them, you know, is really strong and very helpful.
Yeah, I got one of my friends, he was on 5 medications. He's down to 2 for how long now? And he feels better than he has in years.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, my dear. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Great talking with you. Thank you. Appreciate you. Okay. Bye-bye
thank you,
now.
Love. Bye-bye. All righty. Let's keep going. Wonderful, wonderful, vibrant callers this evening. Thank you again so much. Let's go to area code 562. Area code 562. If you could hit *6 on your phone and unmute. There you go. Welcome to the call. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Oh, hey, Nancy.
Hi. A comment was just made about, you know, what symptoms there are or whatever if you are taking too much REMAG.
Yeah.
What are the symptoms if you're taking too much REMAG?
Laxative
I don't
effect.
Think I am yet.
Laxative.
Oh, okay.
Diarrhea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So as long as I'm staying where I am, then my body's still needing it until it goes into laxative effect.
That's a generalization that we say, yes. And you know, the laxative effect, it used to be said by doctors, well, you know, as soon as you get the laxative effect, you've had enough. But, you know, that's because it's so poorly absorbed. And with the REMAG, sometimes within the first, you know, couple of months, people would get laxative effect, but that seemed to be a detox,
right.
You know, or they weren't taking it right. They were just taking it all in one dose and not, you know, drinking it through the day, like Mason said, in, you know, big gallon jug. And my laxative effect didn't come for a year and a half. So we're looking for a combination of you're getting rid of all your symptoms. You can actually skip a day of dosing and not get your symptoms back. And then you start to get the laxative effect if you bump it up a little bit. So it's a combination of things, but we're after you clinically feeling that all your symptoms are gone and you don't even know, you know, what like Mason was saying, he had a twitchy eye, he had back pain. Same with me. I didn't realize that my chronic back pain was magnesium deficiency until well into me taking REMAG. So right. Many things can be affected.
Right. Of course, with taking the REMAG and the REMITE, and then my thyroid medicine being too much now,
right,
that causes all kinds of issues that I don't have a clue which is what and who's where.
I know.
So it's just a matter of getting through the process of reducing.
Yeah.
And getting off of the medicine. But then eventually, when my body gets happy, then I eventually will have a laxative effect from the REMAG. And does that mean I just begin to reduce it? Doesn't mean that I stop it, right?
Correct. Yeah, you just cut back maybe a half a teaspoon.
Uh-huh. I just keep working at that until until your body is happy. And then is there sort of a maintenance dose that's a rule of thumb? Or?
Yes. Yeah. My maintenance dose now is between a teaspoon and a teaspoon and a half. Whereas Nancy, I used to have to take 4 teaspoons a day to keep my heart under control.
Right. Well, I'm taking 4.5 just because I went to that level. I don't know why. But I'm taking 4 of REMITE too.
I know.
And my need for my thyroid stuff is going down, but then it catches me by surprise when I realize, oh my gosh, I haven't reduced it enough.
Yeah. And did when you called the other day, did I tell you that you should be talking to somebody, one of our customer service, every week or two just to keep you in the game?
I've talked to Julie some, and I sent you an email the other day. I don't think did the oligoscans ever get to you? And I was not asking you to diagnose or comment as a doctor or anything, but just so that you were seeing what I was looking at about why I was doing some things.
Right.
To see what it's like. And oligoscan doesn't sell nutrients. I like that about them.
Right. Well, I did answer that. You should be getting that answer back. But I don't want to talk about it on the phone, though.
Sure. Sure. Okay, so, all right, too much REMAG, I did that. What did that? Maintenance dose, I did that. Seems like there was another question, I don't remember what it is. I'll call back if I remember.
Maybe it was, what can I use for my memory? Was that your question? You're good.
Okay, now, so refresh, Now, as I travel now, since I don't have any refresh, because I'm leaving next Tuesday to fly to California, assuming my COVID stuff pans out. So I'll take a small thing of a spray bottle of silver for hands and touch surfaces and stuff. But when I get the refresh, then I'll use that instead?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And one thing you didn't comment on the email was my eating habits. So I'm assuming nothing stuck out like a sore thumb.
Well, I don't do dietitian nutrition. I mean, that's beyond me. I can't go there. You should see what I eat now. Yeah.
but then I eat on a schedule because if I don't get hungry, if I don't eat on the schedule and I already have it planned ahead of time, I don't eat because I don't get hungry.
So, yeah. And I don't know what to say about that either. I mean, when people can afford to do a nutritionist, we do have a referral, but otherwise, I mean, I don't have time to go into people's diets and I don't know enough about it to go there, you know.
Right.
I mean, maybe Julie and you could talk it through, but I can't really comment.
Right. Now, when I, one other thing was like when I do my mineral water, I do my 2 quarts because that's what my weight happens to be. And I do like a couple of times a day, I do about, well, probably 16 ounces at a time, and then other smaller amounts along through the day, because mm-hmm. it has to be on a schedule or I don't remember to do it.
Right, right. Yeah. That's fine.
Is that okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's because fine. I do that.
And I dilute it some with the regular salt water just because it helps mm-hmm. out. Besides, eventually it all gets in me. Okay.
I
quit rattling.
No, I don't mean to rush you, but yeah.
You're not rushing me at all.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. You'll be fine. I know you're trying your best, and it is tough trying to figure out weaning off medications, but most people get through it. They really do. Okay.
Well, I'm just this week, I'm feeling really good because I think I've been sort of perpetually with a little too much. And I think I reduced it a little bit strongly the other day because I didn't have the right combination of half pills to, you know, a decent step down, or at least I didn't think I did. So mm-hmm. I did a 50 microgram step down and one day, and I did much better that day. But then the next day, I sort of paid for it. But then I figured my husband told me another way to do it. So I will have smaller increments and spread them out. So this week, I'm doing really well. Mm-hmm. I mean, over the weekend and today. This week, mm-hmm. I haven't gotten very far mm-hmm. yet. But I think it's all of it coming together.
Yes. Yeah, well, you sound good. You know, you sound
Thank
very
you.
Good. Yeah. So okay. just keep at it and just say the worst is over. The worst is over.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
It definitely is. Thank you.
Okay, Nancy. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. We're going to go to a new caller, Emily. Emily, area code 970. If you could take your phone off mute by hitting *6 or the blue button, either one. There you are. Welcome to the show, Emily. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you. I don't know where to begin. I'm 66 and a half years old, and I had been diagnosed with hypothyroid when I went into menopause, and I was seeing an alternative doctor at the time. And she said that I would probably get through this. And once I got through menopause, my thyroid would kind of figure out how to take care of itself. And since that time, she had passed away, and I see another doctor, and they continue to give me the hypothyroid. And we take blood tests anywhere from probably every 6 months to be safe.
Emily, when you say continue to give the hypothyroid, do you mean Armour thyroid or something?
Yeah, I started out with the Armour thyroid, and then they switched me to the NP, the natural thyroid.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but anyway, so I was on 60 milligrams more or less throughout all of these years.
Yeah.
And I listened to your program, and a lot of it made so much sense. And when I was 33 years old, I had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And so they pretty much, when I went through surgery, my beautiful fauna and flora and my gut was, you know, destroyed with all of the antibiotics, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that's when I started having so constipation that was just, it was driving me crazy because I know it's your second brain. I've been trying to figure this out for about 30 years on my own, and I'm still taking the Armour or the natural thyroid. And what I did finally figure out that works for me like a gym now on a daily basis for my constipation is the magnesium. I take both the magnesium oxide and the chelated magnesium. Mm-hmm. And so that my issues with my hypothyroid has been resolved. I'm really happy with what I've figured out myself. And I do two teaspoons of flaxseed. I grind it every single morning. And I'm just like right on. I'm like in competition now with my husband. we actually have fantastic, healthy bowel movements. And but I used to wonder, wow, he can go every day. I can't. What's going on? But what I really am up to is on the it was about the 9th of August. No, it was about the 7th of August. I decided that's it. I'm not taking thyroid medication anymore. I just don't feel like I want to do that. Find out an alternative. But about 2 years ago, when I stopped abruptly, gosh, it was almost like I went into like a coma. I just wanted to sleep all the time. So what I did this time wasn't really different. I stopped it again after listening to your show, and I feel fine. I don't feel tired. I feel energetic. I feel fine. But I'm kind of being my own best doctor, and I feel a little vulnerable by doing that. I've been taking the thyroid care. I've been taking my iodine and my minerals, you know, my trace minerals, and I've been doing the salt, a little bit of sea salt. I've been just kind of playing with my own experimental. I'm like my own best guinea pig right now, and I feel a little vulnerable. And not that I feel bad, but I'm also doing a pellet from my hormone doctor, and she's all my blood work too. So she has me on a little bit of testosterone, a little bit of estradiol, very little estradiol because of, I won't go into a little estradiol. And then, and at night, which has worked like a gym, I do the progesterone. It really helps me sleep. I really noticed a big difference. I sleep really, really well. But like I say, this other, I just don't know.
Okay, here I know. I know. My turn. Okay, so what I know is that the thyroid and the sex hormones and the adrenals all work together. And when one goes down, the others are affected. And and the gut too. The gut is definitely involved. Now, I guess what we would say is for you to go to a couple of our webinars. Ginny will tell you where to look for them. You know, I've done one on thyroid, done one on sex hormones. I mean, you're patching together in the right way what is required, but you probably are taking too much iodine, and your body's realizing there might not be the right balance. What I've managed to do in, you know, the 50 years that I've been working at this is to put together things in the right balance, which means our remite multiple mineral, it will have the iodine and the selenium and the zinc and the molybdenum and the boron, all the nine minerals that the thyroid requires to make thyroid hormones. And it makes them in a sequence. And if you have too much of the first mineral, iodine, then you create this almost deficiency of the other minerals because you don't have enough to keep up with all that iodine. And in order, I have a thyroid ebook, actually a free thyroid ebook that you could read. And what you do is start weaning off the iodine as you're taking the remite, and get your the thyroid hormones being created in a nice balance. What happens with the constipation? Well, let's say maybe with the breast cancer surgery and all the medications that you took, you did kill off your good flora. Maybe you created yeast overgrowth. I don't know. But you could look at my yeast book to see if you fill out the questionnaire that makes it look like you have yeast overgrowth, because that needs to be balanced. It can cause constipation, but also you get magnesium deficiency when you undergo the stress of surgery and all the rest of it. If you take the proper amount of our REMAG, which is not a laxative, which just makes the muscles of the intestinal walls work properly, then you get the right peristaltic action to create your bowel movements rather than needing a laxative. Right now, you're sort of walking the tightrope of the magnesium oxide, which is only 4% absorbed. The rest of it goes through the intestines as a laxative. So you would, as you're taking the REMAG, wean off the other two because they will start causing the laxative effect as your body is getting too much of the non-absorbed magnesium. Now, for all this, I've said a lot of words. What we'll do is set you up with one of our customer service people who can walk you through the books, you know, where to get them, what to read first, and how to slowly incorporate. Because like I said, you've done a great job already, but you know that you just want to be real solid in what you're doing and taking. And for that, you'll read my information. Your left brain is going to understand it. And then your right brain will know intuitively that this is the right way to go. And then you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Because I know that it's a genetic disposition. My mother had, I remember she would take iodine. I mean, it was never really talked about, but I know that there was a thyroid issue. And then I believe even my mother had some of that. I know I had a cousin that had it really, it was just so sad, but we were in the West and they were in the East, but I knew of it. Yeah, you know, it's just been such a long road and I've had to be my own doctor, so to speak, because I go to doctors, but I don't feel like I always get everything that intuitively I know is what's right for me. Right. And so I appreciate taking your time, hon, because I'm ready. I'm so ready to just take my life back, and I'm really young and healthy every day and ride my climb. I'm a climber. And listen to Inspiration Nation. It's just great. You know, I have a really healthy life. I want to get that part done.
Okay. So then, Ginny, what does Emily do from here? I think what Ginny will say is you email into support@rnareset.com and then say you've spoken with Carolyn on the radio and you'd like to set something up with somebody just to go through the protocol. And I'll send my notes of what you've said. Of course, you'll tell your story as well. But see, when you say thyroid is genetic, well, it could be that the lack of minerals is the underlying reason why the thyroids aren't working. And you know, we do focus on the iodine, but there's the other eight minerals that are necessary. And then this business about doctors not being receptive, they never learned about minerals. They don't know anything about magnesium. It's like Mason was saying earlier, they just say it's a laxative and, you know, you don't take too much. And that's the end of the appointment. But anyway, support@rnareset.com to discuss your protocol. Okay.
That sounds great, Dr. Carolyn. I have two sons that actually live on the Big Island. You're in Hawaii.
I'm in Maui. Yeah. I'm in Maui. Yeah, I'm on the best island.
Ah, that's what you say. I've been there too. Yeah. In fact, we had lived Oahu for a while too, but yeah. Anyway, fantastic. Thank you so much. And have a thing. And I think I know, I'm just going to keep chatting with whoever I'm chatting with, Virginia, and she'll give me the site that I need to go on.
Okay. Awesome. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Emily. Evening. You were a great first caller. You did a great job.
Thank you for all of your patience. I can tell you're doing something right because you're super mellow and patient. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I shine. Thank you. Oh, Inspire Nation. That's Michael Sandler's handle, yeah. Ginny. Yeah, he is awesome. I mean, that little guy.
Colorado. I think they're still on the road, though.
Yes.
But yeah. He's quite an inspiration. Anyway, I'm so glad he had the show, and I'm glad we finally got to talk. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Emily. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Emily, I put the instructions in the chat line, so let's hope that she's able to connect with those perfectly, and let's go on to our next caller, area code 434. 434, if you could hit *5 on your call, on your phone. There you go. Come on in and announce yourself.
Hello, Jenny and Dr. Dean. This is Sherry. I have a few questions, and let's see. How do I know if I need recalcia? I haven't taken
it. You look at your diet, and we send people to chronometer.com, chronometer.com, and you're able to put in your, you know, daily diet or whatever, and get an idea of how much calcium you're eating in your diet. And you're looking to get either in diet or supplements only 600 milligrams. That's what the UK and the World Health Organization say. You don't need the 1,200, 1,500 milligrams that they say in the US. You need 600 milligrams that your body's going to absorb. The body absorbs calcium really well from food. And if you're not getting 600, say you're only getting 300, then you take a teaspoon of Recalcia a day.
Okay, great. Let's see. Oh, the Realign, I haven't started taking that yet for the candida, but how much away from food does it need to be? I tend to be a snacker.
You can take it with or without food. There's no...
Okay, and it will be just as effective on the candida if it's not away from food?
Well, Realign is our B vitamin, and it's got two amino acids. Are you talking about Flora Revive?
Yes, I got that wrong. Yes, that's what I meant, the Flora Revive.
Yeah. Same thing. You can take it at any time. It's just so strong and purposeful. It'll do what it needs to do. It doesn't matter about food. Don't get hung up in that. You know, the way I look at our formulas is that they're like food themselves. They're the food and the nutrients that we're not getting in our food. And they work with the body. And the body is smart enough to figure out if it takes something from here or there. I don't follow these rules. Oh, don't do this together with that. You know, when people say, oh, you can't take calcium with magnesium or some such stupid thing, I say, well, then, you know, God messed up because he or she put calcium and magnesium in most of the vegetables. So all these rules drive me crazy. So I don't listen to them. I'm a rebel. I'm a food rebel.
I think we need a food rebel like you. Okay. I take a B complex. I do have the Revive, but I haven't started taking it yet because I take a B complex that has a lot in it, and it gives me a niacin flush when I take it on an empty stomach. And several years ago, my naturopath said that's a good thing. She learned that when she trained, they said it was a good thing because that would help to flush out your arteries. And then recently I read something from Dr. Axe online, and he said you might not want to be doing that on a regular basis. And so I wondered what you have to say about that, because it happens almost every day.
So what's the name of the product? What's the brand?
Oh, it's by Life Extension.
Oh, right.
B Complete or B Complex.
Uh-huh. Yeah, B Complete. Yeah, they tend to go high dosage. And what it means with a high dosage like that, it's all synthetic. It's not methylated. Yeah, I see it here, 100 milligrams. I mean, seriously, the body only needs a couple of milligrams. And the reason they go high dosage for the synthetics is because the body tries to reject it. So they keep going higher and higher to force the body, force the receptors open to do the job. There's nothing natural about it.
Gosh, the people you think you can trust, you know, like life extension. But okay, mm-hmm. then I think what I need to do is switch over and go ahead and start taking the Realign.
Right, Realign has 4 methylated bees and 4 food-based bees, so that they're low potency and they're well absorbed. Yeah, we got into this whole mega dosing business as if, this is pumped up powerful, but it was merely because synthetics weren't being absorbed, so they had to force the issue with these high doses.
Okay. My husband has had open heart surgery, and I've had him on that same bee, but I think I ought to get him on the Realign as well, maybe.
Yes, and the Realign is even better the Realign is very good for him too, because it has taurine in it. Taurine is very supportive of the heart. Ginny likes the taurine, and the taurine and methionine, they're also sulfur-based amino acids. They're in there for the sulfation detox pathways in the liver. So yeah, Realign is a pretty cool formula, but yeah, stay away from synthetics. Okay, what else?
Okay, Pico Silva, that says to use it away from when you're taking medicine. I think it says medicine or supplements, and it had me confused because it says to put it in my water, but I use my water to take my medicine while I eat my supplements with my food.
Who says to take it away from other stuff?
Oh, I think it says that on the bottle.
Ginny, we don't say that, do we? Ginny is my...
What? Yes, but to say what? Anything about Realign being taken away from food?
Pico Silver. No. We're on to the next thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was multitasking.
I know.
I don't know. I will double check before I give my definitive, but I do not believe so. I hope not, because I've been taking it wrong for years. I swig it down all the time. Well, and you can put it in with the other minerals and...
Yeah, we don't say that. Seriously. You know, we say to take it with your REMAG, potassium. There's no need to take it separate. So wipe that out of your brain. Okay?
Okay. And I mean, because I think I've seen on other kinds of silver before.
We are not other kinds of silver.
Okay.
You are listening to too many other people and getting yourself confused.
Yes, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me, but I did said to
no,
say...
No, stop it. Stop it.
Carolyn.
On your Pico Silva, I could have sworn it to take it away from supplements.
No. No.
Okay, that's really good news.
Yes. It makes life so simple when you don't have all these silly rules. You know, people will create these rules to make themselves seem important. You know, and if we do have it there, we're going to change that label right away.
Okay. Well, maybe it was helpful if it's there for me to say that.
Exactly.
And so the D3 and K2, I am on, I'm on 2 heart medications, the metoprolol and the Xarelto. And I just wondered about the K2 being okay, because I don't know the difference in the K's, but my GP has said, don't take E or K vitamin, or some other herb that will thin your blood.
Mm.
So Is the K2 okay?
Well, what they're concerned about, the heart doctors, is K1.
Okay. All right.
And sometimes they'll say, well, K2, if you take a lot of it, it could be a problem. But they don't, they're not the same in their function. And okay. So what I did with the K2, Sherry, is I made it kind of a low potency so it would never be confused with, you know, with what the doctors are saying. I mean, they only mm-hmm. know enough about these supplements to say, don't do this, don't do that. But,
right.
You know, I know a lot of our people are on heart meds and I didn't want to get them too confused. So it's a low potency K2, not a K1, which is an anticoagulant. Okay?
Okay. All right. Yeah, eventually I'd like to get off of my Xarelto.
Yeah, right. How is your heart doing? How are things in that regard?
I haven't been taking the product long enough this time. I did have some palpitations, but it's been at least a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, and I wouldn't have had enough product in me to have it be effective at that time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, keep on. Yeah, just stay with it. And, you know, when you have questions, instead of Googling, if you could call customer service or email customer service, we'll try to get you a definitive answer that isn't confusing and that can be, you know, that relates to our products rather than other products, because ours are quite different. And it's what I've learned, you know, over my 50 years in natural medicine. You know, I try to create things that that answer questions before people even ask them. And it is frustrating when I hear other doctors, you know, giving out contradictory advice, because it can just drive you crazy. There's just too much information out there. It's very sad.
One more thing. I bought Whole C Reset, but I also bought a canister of the berry C.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because when I first started with the minerals, I thought, oh, I don't like the taste of this, but I've gotten used to it. And so I haven't even used any of the berry C. Can I use, or should I use the Whole C, the bottle of Whole C Reset I have, and the berry C, or just use one at a time?
I personally use both of them, Sherry, because they do different things. The Whole C Reset has the whole combination, and it does good things for your collagen and for the blood vessels, and it has that tyrosinase in it. The vitamin C Reset is ascorbic acid, and that's going to be your antiviral. I decided to do that because of, you know, everybody's concerned about viruses. And, you know, to take 2,000 milligrams a day of the vitamin C ascorbic acid, the vitamin C Reset, it's one scoop is 2,000 milligrams. And it's just good, you know, it's good taste in your water, whether or not you use it to, you know, to modify the taste of the minerals. But the ascorbic acid is a very important antiviral. I mean, Linus Pauling talked about it a lot. You know, he got a Nobel Peace Prize or a Nobel Prize, I think, for his work. I think he got two prizes, but with the vitamin C, it's... Bob's telling me too. With the ascorbic acid, we are the only mammal that doesn't produce our own vitamin C. So they say that we're very deficient in it. Now, I don't know. I'm not about to take 10 grams of vitamin C ascorbic acid a day, but I think 2 grams is reasonable.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for all of this help tonight.
You're welcome. And thank you for letting me yell at you.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I'm for that.
Okay, sweetheart.
I don't know, or I wouldn't be asking.
I know. So, and yeah, you keep in touch with our customer service. They have better answers. Okay?
Okay. And I wouldn't mind knowing the name of that Paul man who has the books in print, because I would much prefer in print than e-book.
Oh. Ginny, can we send that to Sherry?
Yeah. Well, Lisa will help you with that. Sherry, if you just email support, support@rnareset.com, and let her know that, she'll figure it out for you, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you both so much.
Yeah,
you're welcome. And you see, yeah, the worst is over, Sherry.
I'm going to write that down and have it be my mantra.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It works well for a lot of people, seriously.
Yeah, it's very good. Thank you.
Actually, Sherry, hold on before you go. Carolyn, tell her the small property affirmation.
Oh, okay.
This is a very good affirmation, Sherry. I post it in the, well, it's on our Dr. Carolyn Dean Live website, drcarolyndeanlive.com. If you go into the search bar and type in small property, the affirmation will come up on a resource page. But Carolyn, you say it, because I love the way Carolyn says it. Her voice is always so pretty when she says it.
Oh, let's see. Yes. Yeah. It's a positive affirmation, chair, for people who are going through big stuff. And, you know, you're going through what you're going through. So this is what you say several times a day. I was a small property ravaged by a storm. The fine weather has returned. The forest and the river have become calm. The house is vibrant and shines in the sun. And above all, the field is returning to its order, health, and beauty. Thank you, my diseased and depleted organs, for I know you have done all this to save my whole being, and thanks to myself for doing my healing.
That is lovely.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah.
Yep. It's calming and peaceful and assuring, reassuring.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are in charge of our property, which is our body. So yes, you'll get that from us, and then print it up and just have it on a card or something. Memorize it. I have it memorized.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's the type of thing that you lie in bed and to meditate yourself into sleep, you say something like this. And
yes, I can use that.
Yeah. It hits you on so many levels.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ginny, for reminding me of it.
Yep.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, everybody, all is well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We had other callers waiting, Carolyn, but we won't be able to get to them tonight because we have about 2 minutes before we have to surrender our radio station time to the next program coming on, unfortunately. But such a great show, and so much very good information, and everybody on the chat line sounding in resoundingly saying that they've appreciated everything that they've heard from you tonight. So Emily saying she's emailing Lisa, and it's saying your email was blocked, but it's just not possible. It's support@rnareset.com. She will get your email, Emily. So just support@rnareset.com. And if you can't get through to that one, use questions, QUESTIONS, at Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. But I'm sure it'll be able to get through. Might have been a little bit of a typo. All right, everybody, wonderful. Carolyn, final comments.
We did not get to the blog questions, but as I look at them, most of them are about having rashes after being on the products. And that usually is a yeast detox. And when we talked about the skin, if the skin doesn't have the proper nutrients, it will be leaky and you will get your yeast rash. And what we do for the yeast rash is put people on the yeast protocol, which is Pico Silver and Flora Revive. So we'll catch you on either end.
Yep. Very good. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks, everybody, for being with us on the show. Wonderful evening. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bob. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jenny, Rachel, and Deborah, and all the callers and listeners.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, God bless.
Been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.